It is impossible to use Parliament under our current constitution to remove the president from office. The current constitution makes it impossible. It is a very useless constitution. For you to be able to remove the president as a parliamentarian, you would need to do it through what is called an impeachment. Just to get the signatures for the motion to be debated in Parliament, you need, as said, one-third of the total membership of Parliament to be able to introduce a motion for that debate. So the total number of those MPs, the one-third number, would, if you are looking at the National Assembly, that is 270 MPs total number, the third of that would be about 90 MPs who have to sign that sort of petition to have the motion introduced. And then if the motion is debated and you need to vote to remove the president, that vote must be supported by two-thirds of the total membership of Parliament, which includes the Senate. So you'll need to get two-thirds of 270 plus 80, two-thirds of that that kind of number. So you need over 200 and something MPs in the country. And these are MPs that are all drawn from ZANU-PF. I mean, opposition numbers in Parliament have gone down. I mean, if there's anyone from the MDC saying that, I mean, they don't know what they're saying. It was the MDC that recently expelled, I don't know how many MPs, that is about 21 or so, that is, they removed from Parliament. And then they didn't contest the by-election. So the numbers of opposition MPs in Parliament are almost meaningless for purposes of using any constitutional process.
So at the end of the day, you are really saying this is totally impossible.
It's totally impossible. Completely useless.